This goes to Dr. Holley, Holley, fax 989-629-8145, regarding Franklin, Franklin, Warden, Warden, Jr., date of birth June 8th of 1966. Dear Dr. Holley, this is a consultation for Mr. Warden, who was sent for evaluation of gross proteinuria. He is a 66-year-old male with multiple medical problems, including a long-standing history of hypertension and severe vascular disease, including coronary artery disease. The patient also was on Voltaren tablets, 75 milligrams twice a day, for his chronic pain and muscle and joint pain. And in November, when the consultation was sent, we recommended he stop the oral Voltaren, and he was able to do so, although now he's having significantly increased amounts of pain in multiple joints, including back, shoulders, arm. And he recently had very severe neck pain, and he was seen and evaluated and then sent for physical therapy. And for some reason, after a few sessions of physical therapy, he developed severe neck pain, and then his arm and right hand started to swell. So he went to the emergency room on 11-16 of 23, and they were able to do an ultrasound of the right arm, which was negative for DVT. They checked his neck and determined there was no herniated disc. Currently, he has not been back to physical therapy after that episode. The etiology of the problem was not determined. He currently is blind in the right eye, and he does have get injections in that eye on a regular basis by a retinologist due to recurrent bleeding in that eye. he's not able to drive due to his vision problems. No current chest pain or palpitations. He does have chronic dyspnea due to smoking. He smoked for many years, up to a pack a day. And occasional wheezing with a non-productive cough. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, constipation, blood, or melena. No abdominal pain, no bloating, no edema of the lower extremities. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, coronary artery disease, history of myocardial infarction, which was asymptomatic, hyperlipidemia, diet-controlled diabetes, chronic low back pain, gastroesophageal reflux disease, history of peptic ulcer. He has no vision in his right eye, questionable retinal detachment versus some other pathology, neck pain with right arm pain, currently, insomnia, anemia, and cirrhosis of the liver, secondary to heavy alcohol abuse. Past surgical history, he had a right total hip replacement in 2018. He had a cardiac catheterization with one stent placed in 2012. He had a left abdominal hernia repair with mesh placement, bilateral cataract removal with lens replacement. EGD and colonoscopies have been done. Social history, the patient is divorced. He does live with a male roommate. He is retired. He smokes one pack of cigarettes a day. He has a long history of alcohol abuse, but he states that his last drink was on Thanksgiving, and that was a beer. He reports that he has not consumed alcohol since that time. Family history is significant for heart disease, hypertension, stroke, type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, and cancer. review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to bees, no known drug allergies. Medications, Elavil 25 milligram at bedtime, vitamin C 500 milligram daily, aspirin 81 milligram daily, Lipitor 40 milligram at bedtime, Plavix 75 milligram daily. He stopped oral Voltaren tablets, 75 milligram twice a day in the middle of November. Cymbalta 60 milligram daily, EpiPen as needed for bee sting, iron 325 milligram daily, oral iron, Lasix 40 milligram daily, Lisinopril 40 milligram daily, Toprol XL 100 milligram one daily, Prilosec 20 milligram once daily, prednisone currently 20 milligram daily since he's been to the emergency room, nitroglycerin sublingual as needed for chest pain. Physical examination, height is 66 inches, weight 200 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 136 over 66. Pulse 65 and oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs have prolonged expiratory phase throughout. With end-expiratory wheezes, no rails or effusion noted. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, slight enlargement of the liver. No splenomegaly is noted, no masses. Extremities, there's no edema. Brisk capillary refill, no suspicious rashes. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 1/16 of 2023. Creatinine is 1.1. Estimated GFR is normal. The only time the creatinine was elevated was 10/15 of 21, and he had diarrhea at that time, 1.9. After he recovered from that, the diarrhea, within 4 days, creatinine is back to 1.0. We have a microalbumin to creatinine ratio done 10/24 of 22. That is elevated at 338. Prior to that, in 2019, it was 31. 10/16 of 23, the patient has a hemoglobin of 10.3, normal white count, normal platelets. Creatinine was 1.1, calcium 9.1, sodium 136. Potassium 4, carbon dioxide 29, albumin 3.9. Liver enzymes were normal. Hemoglobin A1C was done 10/24 of 22, and that is 5.2. Magnesium level 1.5. Urinalysis was done 6/4 of 22. Trace of blood negative protein, negative bacteria. And we have a CT of the abdomen and pelvis with contrast that was done 10/24 of 22. That showed severe coronary atherosclerosis, cirrhosis of the liver with possible early changes of portal hypertension. His kidneys revealed no hydronephrosis, and there was a non-obstructive left renal calculi that was unchanged from a previous scan. Assessment and plan, one, gross proteinuria with preserved kidney function, most likely secondary to long-standing hypertension and severe vascular disease. We've asked the patient to get lab studies and urine done at least every 6 months for us. Alcohol cessation was strongly encouraged due to the cirrhosis. Smoking cessation was also encouraged. He should avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agents for pain. and apparently he's being referred to a pain clinic for evaluation and treatment. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.